times. And he's patting his own back when he's saying it. From among the group in the house in Capernaum, Peter comes forward, probably came close to Jesus, and asks this important question, a question that may have been rumbling through the crowd. You know, Peter does have a quick tongue, but he's also got a very inquisitive mind. I love inquisitive people. I'm a very inquisitive person. There are people who know me well who label me as the most inquisitive person they have ever known. I hope that you're the beneficiary of that. I'm not satisfied with a superficial understanding of anything. I drove my parents crazy asking them questions. Thank God if you have an inquisitive child. That is potential. Because kids who want answers solve problems. And problem solvers move the world. And by the way, I would much prefer hanging around inquisitive people. It can get pretty boring around people who ask no questions. Why? Because I've got tons of answers just waiting to be given. I love inquisitive people. Well, that was Peter. I like him for a lot of reasons. That's one of them. And so he says, now, just exactly how many times am I supposed to do this? Seven times? Now, there's some magnanimity in that. You remember it was Louis XII who said, nothing smells as sweet as the dead body of your enemy. Well, that's a little different approach. It's the approach that caused the French Revolution, by the way. But forgiveness is foreign to fallen man's nature. What is consistent with fallen man's nature is anger, hatred, vengeance, retaliation, grudge, grievance. Shows up in our culture in the ubiquitous lawsuit. But God's people are to be like Jesus, who hanging on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Or Stephen falling on his knees while they're crushing the life out of him with stones in Acts 7:60, crying out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And having said that, he died. That's a Christian attitude. To forgive at once every sin the sinner sins at once, because God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven.